Good afternoon. A storm system just now getting organized off the southeast coast is already bringing rain and some wind to parts of interior New York and New England. As the storm system gains strength off the Carolina coast and moves north along the eastern seaboard, the rain will pick up in intensity and become heavy at times today across most of the region. There's even the risk of some even heavier bursts of rain in embedded thunderstorms, and the winds at times will gust, especially over the higher terrain, up to 30 to 50 miles per hour out of the east-southeast. The storm is being energized by a deep trough of low pressure currently pivoting through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and in our direction. So the storm will continue to strengthen this evening and overnight tonight. At the same time, tropical moisture will also fuel this system as it gets embedded into the storm from Tropical Storm Felipe, currently east of Florida. The two will merge to form a big storm overnight tonight that will track through central and eastern New York. On this track, rain will be heavy at times across the region, causing localized flooding, and flood watches have been issued for the entire region. Most of the heaviest rain will wind down tonight and into early tomorrow morning from south to north. However, the storm system, as it tracks into southern Canada, will maintain its wind energy, and with the wind flipping around to the west, it'll be gusty across the region and at times over 50 miles per hour. Temperatures today will range from the lower to mid-60s in most of the region to the 50s in central and western New York. Overnight tonight, the temperatures will stay steady with the storm pushing through, and then readings tomorrow will hold in the middle and upper 50s as the storm tracks to the north. This multi-hazard storm will encompass most of the next 24 to 36 hours across our region. Please be aware of the latest changes in the weather forecast. As we get into the day on Tuesday, improving weather with less wind and a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the lower and middle 50s around trick-or-treat time. Right now it looks dry, with temperatures sliding back into the upper 40s. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Wednesday with the next disturbance approaching. It'll be dry through the day and back into the lower 50s before a few showers show up with that front on Thursday in the upper 50s and with scattered showers around staying in the upper 50s on Friday. It looks like this system will dry us out for the beginning of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-50s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Felipe, located just off the southeast coast of Florida. Felipe is moving toward the northeast near 17 miles per hour. A rapid motion toward the northeast is expected through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Felipe will move across the northwestern Bahamas today. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next day or so. However, Felipe is expected to become a post-tropical cyclone by tonight and to become absorbed by that big East Coast storm that will have significant impacts on our weather through the early part of the work week. The combination of the two storms will cause high winds, heavy rain, and possibly strong to severe thunderstorms along the mid-Atlantic coast from New Jersey south to the Delmarva Peninsula. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and wind, possible thunderstorms, upper 60s. Boston, cloudy and becoming windy with rain moving in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 77, set in 1946. And the record low, 19, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 5:51 p.m., 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain, heavy at times, and increasing wind today, with highs in the mid-60s. More rain, heavy at times tonight, windy, with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with rain heavy at times and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, windy with lows in the upper 50s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, heavy at times, and increasing wind today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. More rain, heavy at times tonight, windy with lows in the upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain, heavy at times, and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, windy with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with rain, heavy at times, and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-60s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, windy with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain winding down as showers, then dry in the afternoon, partly sunny but very windy in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-50s Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday and Friday, mid to upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.